New blog. Coaching, running, athletics, any sport in fact, who should you trust? With my personal involvement in coaching, particularly athletics and running coaching increasing again, an old and ugly head has reared itself once again. It's really important to note that below I am talking about minorities, and obviously this was quite some time ago. I'm in a particularly lucky position where I have built excellent relationships with parents, where we have an excellent trust, rapport and transparency. Many years ago I wrote an article about some parents' behaviours in sports have potentially damaging effects on junior athletes because they very often fall into one of two different categories. Overwhelmingly passionate and as a result overbearing, negative and too pushy, which really takes the enjoyment out of the sport. And this is usually joined by or partnered by passenger seat driver syndrome parents. This individual is basically the person who pays someone to coach their child, has no coaching knowledge, has little ability to understand the importance of communication and emotional intelligence within successful coaching, let alone an understanding of physiology, periodization or biomechanics, decides they know best. The other extreme individual is the one who isn't involved, drops the athlete off and then turns up at the end, or as close as being on time as possible. Why are you bringing this all up then, Arj? Well, just the other week, whilst coaching a young, inspired athlete, we were interrupted by an old member of the gym who wanted to inform us about how good the feeling of sprinting was. No problem at this stage. So we entertained him and suggested we carry on with our training session. However, the issue arose when said person began commenting on the young athlete's technique and coaching points. Roughly 4 minutes after advising me that they had been doing athletics for, 6 months. These aren't the same scenarios, no, but I feel it's really important that we give our children and junior athletes the best opportunity to enjoy sport with the right supportive network and effective coaching. With my full-time return to coaching, I'm witnessing far too much guesswork, lack of guidance, poor coaching behaviours and unfortunately, lack of knowledge. At Performance Physique in Solihull, we are dedicated to continually updating our knowledge from others in the field. We're already looking at two major sprinting mechanics events to attend this year from some of the most internationally recognised coaches in speed. Myself, Simon and James all respect and spend time regarding and reading academic literature and value our own internal training sessions to ensure we are always up to date and up to standard. Let's not ruin sport for the next generation. Allow them to enjoy participation. Give them more opportunities to participate. And as a result, performance will arise through that field. And at that point, as coaches, we must be ready to help them grow and develop effectively. Rant over. If you ever want exclusive training content directly to your inbox, just contact us or head to performancephysique.co.uk. Train hard, everyone. My name is Arj Tiruchelvam.